Are you ready?
I don't think Nancy has that.
Are you ready? I'm going to go to the paragraph after sous entendre. I just realized entendre is the past participle of entendre. Jung, well, he just kind of says what I said, that what is also important is that the right hand gets involved. 75, after the quote that we just did. And again, the word transference is a spiritual problem. It's an attempt to announce a new dimension of life to you. Which Pali will never succeed in turning into a general problem. Pali starts to feel better. And I have to kind of correct the translation. I bring this by some of my Swiss friends. The one letter, I say the salutation of the letter contains a single word. In German, it's Liebe, and I guess Liebe can just mean dear.
So now, where are you, Gary?
Bottom of 75.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a little strong. I think it would be better to say dear. That's not so suggestive, but I think the ending is until soon and with all love. So they're citing how the author is citing how Pali was writing to her to show that there were feelings that were.
So the salutation of the letter contains the single word.
Love is too strong. It probably should be dear. And you might write that to a neighbor you really liked or something. It's not that suggestive.
Is that sort of like we say dear something, so?
Right, but that's what threw me, because they do say Liebe Wolfgang, but it just said Liebe, but I was told that is not so weird as it would be in, if you wrote dear to somebody, you know, you probably wouldn't write dear to your neighbor unless you were really, 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 really close to them. So, but it's not quite as suggestive as I first thought.
But it does seem like it, just as you said, with a single word.
Right, but in German, apparently it's not that suggestive.
Trying to get the
sure sounds like it.
Yeah.
A little manipulative. Yeah, I mean, if one should fail, he's got the other one. And if one should fail, I mean, if he would destroy it, which he need destroy both of them. Von Franz got fed up with him, and he insulted Yahweh, and she said, don't ever come back. I don't think she said don't ever come back. She said get out. Troubled guy. More Chinese themes. 76. I first go with an old married couple. He a painter, both are artistic. The woman also represents the mother archetype. Into nature, where we find a row of phallic columns with cuneiform inscriptions. The other man remains back. It's bad news. While the wife and I are completely fascinated with them. It's part of his masculinity is not engaged in this inquiry. We go on further and come to the ruins of a temple without a roof, with four such columns in the four corners. Second dream. I am riding in a tram or electric bus driven by the stranger. Next to me is a dark woman who is completely passive. That's the warning. Completely passive. Then look what happens next. The stranger shows me a high voltage cable, which I am to be careful of because of its danger. He says of the male end of the cable, if one takes a hold of this one, of this, one will become Christ. Meaning die is Pali. Both of those are loaded. I think to understand the first, remember Jung's early dream. First dream, I think he was 3 years old, where he descends into a subterranean chamber and sees a phallus enthroned on a throne, strangely enough. And the way he worked with that is not as you first might think, the phallus as an image of sex, but apparently early gravestones in antiquity were often in the shape of a phallus. And the gravestone represented the place where the soul of the deceased was held. So the way Jung interpreted that dream was that was an image of the transformation of God. The king was the old religious system that had died and was underground waiting for resurrection into a new religious system. And the fact that it was underground was so important because that meant that the spirit that he would be articulating is a spirit in matter. So you get the whole opus of Jung in that very first dream. 3 years old. And that's how he takes the phallic columns here. That what they are a representative of the tomb of a worldview that needs to transform.
Now, something interesting. When we were in Ireland, they used to have just the column for the burial. But after Christianity came, they put the cross on that column.
Same idea. I'm sure that column was originally a phallus. Right.
Well, I'm sure it was.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that, but that really does fit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, the other thing is that it stresses the role of the imagination because of the artist in completing this process. And the next image in the dream is this ruins of a temple. The author quotes Pali, noting that the temple reminded him of Paestum, I don't know if Segesta?
Sagesta.
They're both on Sicily, I think, aren't they?
Sicily.
Yeah.
I just saw, Paestum's is on the mainland.
Oh, Paestum's on the mainland?
Well, there is a Paestum. Sagesta's Sicily.
It's Sicily. Yeah. These are old Greek temples, right?
Right.
Yeah. That are, I guess they're not in bad shape, huh? For
no, and the Paestum, they had big restoration project several years ago. And Sagesta is really in pretty good shape. That's just their best shape.
And you can walk through them, or are they?
Well, you can now.
You can now. It must be fascinating.
Yes. It's amazing.
They're a little on the heavy side, as I recall, aren't they? They're pre-classical, I think. Yeah. But you see, there's no top. So the spiritual aspect is missing. Now, why Greek, probably because of their comfort with the body and nature. So that the dream is using the Greek temple the same way it was used in the Renaissance to indicate the body and the rekindling of the acceptance of the body and the love of nature. But what's missing is the spiritual dimension of that experience. I like the way he says it. In particular, the roof is missing. You see, it's right. It's see where it says 89, end of that paragraph. The roof is missing, that is, the spiritual superstructure by means of which the columns can assume their function as connecting links between heaven and earth, between the instinctual and the spiritual, or the experience and the meaning. Nothing new here, but I'm glad he brought in Jung's thoughts about sex. Because as you know, Jung has been accused of desexualizing. And all what Jung is really doing is showing the spiritual significance of sex as well. But he by no means takes it as a casual part of life, but maybe as the central part of life. Like Freud, they're alike. But what he adds to it is, and it there's a, underneath the left hands, there's a tremendous amount of information to be understood through sex, and that Freud has no way of understanding. So he quotes from memories. Sex for Jung is an, this is Jung speaking, he sees it, I see it as an essential, though not the sole, expression of psychic wholeness. But my main concern has been to investigate over and above its personal significance and biological function, its spiritual aspect and its numinous meaning. But that's the drama that gets going through the left hand. Sexuality is of the greatest importance as an expression of the phonic spirit. That spirit is the other face of God, the dark side of the God image.
Why is it the dark side?
Probably more accurate to say what's traditionally been called the dark side. I think dark because it receives so little attention. I don't think it's a moral judgment, but what Pali says is telling. 77. The cuneiform for me is always both a script that no one understands any longer and also a script that no one yet understands. That really fits in with our saying that we're trying to reappropriate some ancient truths in this stuff. Now, I felt the author could have done a lot more with the next one. One takes hold of this, one will become Christ. I think that's the danger of psychosis. If you're Christ, you're crazy. You know, Jung, I guess, in his mischievousness, when he would be in, worked at Burkholz-Lee, and he would have two of the patients there who thought they were Christ, he'd sit them down at a table together. It's a little perverse. I'm Christ. No, I'm Christ. But look what precedes it. You know that bit, post hoc ergo propter hoc? That you can look at a time sequence in a dream as a causal sequence. In other words, not after the woman was passive, he is offered the cable, but because the woman is passive, he is offered the cable. Or as a result of the woman's being passive, the cable scene is problematic. That's how I would read it. You follow where I'm going with that?
Instead of, what was the other way?
Well, the dream just says, you know, first this happened and then this happened. And but what that often is driving at is because this happened, then this happened. Well, as I said, I think, you know, you could say that the reason Pauli was so afraid of stuff is that he was afraid of going crazy. I'm sure you could find somebody who would tell you that from this material. But why I read it is that because his anima was so passive, he was in danger of an inundation from the unconscious. And that this, the passivity would show up in his running from the relationship with Von Franz. If that dark anima had not been passive, he would have stuck out his erotic feelings for her. And that would have been actually what prevented him from becoming pompous and pompous to crazy. The author doesn't mention that, but that's what occurred to me. But, you know, high voltage cable and Christ, that is serious stuff. If you see that in somebody's dream, and you sit where I'm sitting, it scares the bejeebies out of you. You think, oh my God, is this person going to go crazy?
Well, you had a person that you were working with, and you had that, what would be your reaction to that?
Stay calm.
Would that be a warning that maybe...
I think you'd have to proceed very carefully. And not ever... Always let them take the lead and watch for signs of schizophrenia.
But isn't the solution suggested too that you get in touch with the man?
Right, okay, so right. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. This, you know, this, in a way, it's a hopeful dream mm-hmm. that there is a step to be taken to keep that from happening. Mm-hmm. And I think, in a way, you know, he didn't go psychotic, but. You know, this gross ignoring of facts that we've seen. See, that's the way psychotic people start a psychosis. They just ignore the most simple details. And I've seen it where, like, one, there'll be a relationship where... You know, let's say they've insulted somebody, and the person is rightly upset, and they then are upset that the person's upset. And then they'll tell a lie about that to cover up some other situation. Then, because they've told that lie, they have to tell another lie. And pretty soon they're in a chain reaction, and it just gets way out of hand. Often around these little ignoring of just common sense... social requirements of life. So a psychosis is really the, you know, an inflation. It's a huge inflation. So I probably overstated it, but it's serious. I mean, when this sort of stuff shows up, it doesn't mean it's hopeless. It just means you've got to be very careful. And that the guy was walking on some very, very, very thin ice. And I think the way he, you know, eventually made all these people mad, that he distanced himself from Jung, that he died at 58, all that is the inflation. Just not understanding common sense, feeling demands of life. Okay. 77. That'll take us over to Dream 22. Painters and workers are busy completing the installation of a brand new laboratory. The sun is shining brightly into it. Well, the new laboratory would be probably his feelings for her. The testing of himself that would go on in his relationship to her. And I think it would also be perhaps the place where he would begin to test a new understanding of life and science, both. We've talked about how they're similar. And I don't know how to evaluate the sun, for sure. I'm inclined to say no. It's the wrong.
What about the idea that he must own up to it and see that that is his feeling?
I agree. Though what I would think would be the proper light is moonlight. That's what I'd say.
To show the feminine.
That he would experience it in a feeling way, because with sunlight, you can experience it without feeling. I mean, why do nice restaurants have dim candlelight? Because it brings out the feeling.
So, in other words, the dream then would be born in some invasion skill.
Or that he's trying to understand this problem in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And the author says, I mean, I think this is the author saying, the world of physics is cold. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that's his bias. He's a disenfranchised physicist, the author. I think he has his PhD in physics, but left it. Certainly can be.
Well, they've really sexied it up these days, though.
With the new dimension.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know.
But I always think of Niels Bohr, you know. He was a warm-hearted man. Beloved father and spouse, and
this claimant is the same way. Very, very warm.
Uh-huh.
And very uninflated.
I just say that as a detail. I don't think it has to be, but for Pally it was. But that's because of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Again, could it get more clear? Dream 23. I am with several people unfamiliar to me and the unknown one. Similar appearance to von Franz. Somewhere I forgot a parenthesis. Must be after von Franz. I am inhibited and act to the people like I don't know her. Ouch again. Though there is a secret understanding between her and me. See, left hand path. Then I go alone and meet an old Chinese, indeed a special aspect of the stranger. I don't remember whether he said anything, but I am very impressed by his appearance. I then sit at my writing desk, clearly at home in Zoldikon. We saw the picture of his view. I can imagine, remember that? I passed it around last time. To write the unknown one a letter. As I then want to begin writing, my glance falls on a piece of paper in which a public lecture is announced with my name on my Chinese contents. Not the Chinese contents, my Chinese contents. That is now, today, and very soon I say to myself, I must go to the city immediately in order to be on time for my lecture. I let everything lying on my writing desk and hurry away. I like so much the way he put this. Bonfance embodies an important aspect of the dark anima who is working on a new understanding of matter. In a way, that's what we're doing. See where I am, the 78, the third line down. I thought he did a really nice job on this dream. I wouldn't have gotten this. He's writing a letter, but that sounds great until you realize that's how he carries on the secret relationship. And the dream then flips and shows that he has to lecture publicly on his Chinese contents. I think that's the basic idea there. So it just keeps hammering away at him what he's to do professionally and how her friendship is to be part of that. We can get onto the bottom there. I'm free tomorrow after 12. I've cleared everything from my schedule. I look forward to seeing you. We could possibly take a trip by boat if walking would be too hot, but it is up to you. Obviously, they are both now on good terms with each other. After the get-together, Pally felt Monday was wonderful. He writes her on page 79, enclosed are two dreams that are perhaps suitable to shedding more light on the meaning of our relationship. He's starting to think, particularly as you now appear in them completely equal with me. Hello.
Smack.
I have the impression that the Chinese are the psychic reality that you find fascinating in me, and on the other hand, which governs my erotic life. It will very much interest me what occurs to you in this regard. Perhaps we have now come a bit further. I think they were at that point. Then, I first meet Fräulein von Franz privately near the psychological club. Remember, the psychological club was where they have, I think, weekly or monthly meetings in Zurich. Prior to that, it was in that building that the Jung Institute was founded. Still there if you're ever in Zurich. It's a nice trip by. I don't recall what she said. Then we both must give lectures, announced with our name, one after the other. First me, then her.
Yeah.
My lecture occurs, and she is sitting with strangers, some of them Chinese, in an auditorium. I write down something from classical mechanics, mécanique rationnelle and mécanique irrationnelle. So rational and irrational mechanics. I find two letters written in French and write down their formulas with P and Q. That, I'm pretty sure, is from physics, P and Q. Forget which is which. P is something, and I think Q is charge. The lecture motif continues. Obviously, the lecture from Fräulein von Franz is to follow. The people are walking around in front of the lecture room. I begin to call them together so that we can begin. Well, there's only one problem. Hers doesn't occur.
What'd you say?
Hers does not occur.
No.
And the rational and irrational would be what we've been talking about, to find a way that they can both be incorporated into our personal life and to the worldview. But at least here he sees her as an independent collaborator, where before, remember, he was ashamed to say he knew her. I forgot to put in. This dream was dream 25, and it occurred on June 25th, 1951. At the bottom of 79.
Oh, that should help.
Yeah, it should be dream 25, June 25th, 1951. I go to Germany. Remember, Germany before was a problem. But I find that I have forgotten my passport. It's another big problem. Which I need to get back into Switzerland. In addition, it occurs to me that when I again go to a congress in Germany, I can't get my passport because it is with Cook. However, I then meet some helpful people who give me information about a train which goes back to Switzerland and doesn't require a passport. Then they show me a hidden passage which leads to it. I have to enter it on the left side, and the train is filled with nothing but Chinese. The train will go by a fortress where military is, but I will be able to pass undisturbed. Well, remember we had, if you want to go back and check it at your own leisure, page 63, we had the dream of it was a woman who was going to marry a German, and von Franck was going to marry in the old son. And passport. What's your passport? Yeah. Identity. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know what he's to do. And that's again a serious omission, I'm afraid. So he goes into this idealistic, these flights of thinking, and we've seen plenty of that, but which wouldn't necessarily be so bad, but he can't bring it back in a way that has anything to do with who he is or why he's here. I think that's the dream in a nutshell.
It's more important, I guess. I mean, he knows what he is in the physics world as a professor. So
right.
But he doesn't know his deeper identity.
His deeper identity, you could say the identity, you know, bestowed by the self. And that is not an infrequent dream. That you are on a trip and you have to show ID, and then the question is, do you have it or do you not have it? And not having it, you know, it's more than not knowing who you are. It's somehow not caring who you are. Not thinking about who you are. Not taking into consideration who you are. I mean, any of you who have traveled abroad know how you check 3 or 4 or 5 times. Do I have my passport? Do I have my passport? Do I have my passport? Do I have my tickets? Do I have my tickets? Well, not so much now with e-tickets, but still, you can just see what is missing. That concern about paying attention to who he is missing. So it's like he's not really realizing that this enterprise is one that is shaping who he is, and that who he is isn't something that can just be taken for granted. It has to be a constant object of inquiry. Is what I'm doing right? Is what I'm doing who I am? Is what I'm doing why I'm here? Is what I'm doing a understanding of myself that's up to date? I think it also suggests that there's a lack of questioning. And so therefore an unwillingness to give up situations which may confuse us so that we begin to ask the right questions. You know, if you have your passport with you and you get into a mess, if you have your passport with you, you'll be asking, now why is this happening? What am I supposed to learn from this? Am I not living up to myself? Is there a next step that I'm to move into? There might be something wrong outside, but what about me? Do I need to evolve? That's all passport questions, and that's what's not happening. I think that's one of the benefits of analysis, that you really are, you're at any point, you're ready to give up your understanding of who you are. Because maybe there's an experience coming along that needs you to have a new understanding of who you are. So, he interprets the military positively. And that, I'm not so sure how I feel, but I see his point that what the military does, it disciplines you. And, you know, we have bad feelings about the military today because of a lot of reasons, but the Swiss military is a defensive, not an offensive military. But, I don't think the military in and of itself is a negative thing. So whether he's right that it shows that he needs the discipline to ask the sort of questions that I just asked and the kind of backbone to stick through it, that's a possibility. Another possibility is that there really isn't a way back. That this isn't the right train. That also occurred to me. This is a bogus alternative. It doesn't really matter. You know, these sort of doubts are secondary to the main issue of Germany and no passport.
One of the things that struck me in looking at the dream is that he's showing a hidden passage,
right,
that he enters from the left side, which to me speaks about his relationship with God, that he wanted to keep hidden, and now it's that left-handed relationship.
Yeah, I think you could go either way to say that it shows that he is to go the left-hand path. Left can also mean, you know, secretive. That it's an indication of his going about the thing secretively. I don't know what to say. I think you could argue a couple of different possibilities here. But I think the thing we can say is the lack of passport and Germany again. That theme is back.
And the German
thing. Well, we talked about it as a representative of a philosophical movement of idealism, which, if I am correctly informed, the basic idea is that the consistency in life is the form of experience. They're interested in the structure of experience.
Not the actual experience.
Less so than the aesthetic power of the experience. So you're always seeking the eternal in things. It's rational, and it does not emphasize the sensory and the emotional aspect of the experience, but the cognitive faculties that allow experience to be possible. Time, space, things like that. What is time? What is space? That's what they're asking about. Martin Heidegger wrote a book, Being in Time. You know, it's 500 pages about being in time. That kind of stuff. Jung's been accused of being a German idealist, but I think there's nothing wrong with that inquiry. It's just it needs to be balanced. And, you know, these grand thoughts he has, like, that is typical of the structure of my unconscious, says absolutely nothing. That's an idealistic statement. Idealism, again, not meaning I idealize somebody, but that the pure thing in life is the structure of our experience and what allows our experience to happen. So, very simply, it's being in the head.
I wonder on the military thing if it didn't bother him because that is also ordered.
Yeah, that I could make arguments for either side, and on the side that it's not the way is that it's very ordered.
And that's what he's comfortable.
Right. In other words, the author says that the dream shows his initiation into manhood through the military. Well, it could have picked any variety of images. Mm-hmm. Why just that one? Why didn't it pick a initiation rite? Why did it pick that? It could be that it's really not the way to go. I don't know. Here I think one just has to say, it could be this, could be this, could be this. Well, it's 2:30. We got as far as 80.
Ooh.
7 pages. And, if you want to read a little ahead, you could read up to page 94. Up to 92. Questions? See you in 2. Thank you.
Thank you.